Hello, hello, magnificent community. I am so excited to bring you today's podcast episode as the beginning and part of my Find Your Freedom series. Find your freedom, doing life your way with epic results. I want to talk to you all about the hero's journey, the entrepreneurial hero's journey, manifesting on purpose, all the things we love to talk about. People call me and email me every day telling me what they most want and why they don't and can't have it. Too many people never take any action toward what they say they want most, then they wonder why they don't have it. This leads to one of two things: a lot of shame, blame, guilt, self-doubt, self-sabotage, and anger turned inward, or resentment, criticism, judgment, shame, blame, and anger turned outward toward those who have created what they want to be, do, and have. I spent a lot of years not having what I said I wanted most, and I had a lot of reasons why I didn't have it, couldn't have it, shouldn't have it, or just not now. Then I made a decision to have it right now. I took action. I didn't just start running around doing, though. I cleared the mental and emotional clutter. I made a decision. I owned it 100%. I created a vision of the life I wanted to live, and I took inspired and aligned action. Because of that, now I have the life I want to live and the business that supports and sustains it. And I show others how to do the same, just like you. I believe that building your own business is the most intensive personal growth and development program you could ever enroll in. It's a journey, and it will grow you like nothing else. At this point in my journey, I would never go back. The payoffs are so worth it. There are just some things you are going to want to know, and I'm going to share them with you over the next weeks and months as part of my Find Your Freedom series right here on my podcast. To me, this is the ultimate freedom, to create a vision of the life you want to live, and then create a business that allows you to live that life. I see so many people doing the opposite. They are living a life dictated by the work they're doing and the conditions created by it. They don't love what they are doing, and they don't even like their lives. Year after year, nothing changes. Year after year, they keep telling themselves they are going to have what they most want and live the life they most want to live. Someday. Not now. If you are ready to be committed to living the life you most want to live, I want you to know you can live that life now and at every season and stage. I just had another client telling me and my group tonight how she quit her job. She's finding her freedom to do life her way, and she's already started creating epic results. She's done July 1st with this job that no longer serves her, that was causing stress, that was making her sick. So many of my clients, many of them leave jobs they don't love, jobs they hate, jobs that are sucking their soul, jobs that just no longer serve them. They want to answer their calling. They want to live their life on purpose. They want to have the freedom, time freedom, money freedom, the freedom to have the spiritual journey of their dreams, creative freedom, everything that comes with that. A lot of my clients also leave where they're living and move to their dream location. And one of the reasons I can help so many of my clients do that is I've done it myself over and over and over again. I just did it again in 2020 during COVID. And then I bought a second home recently, my dream home in a spiritual camp where I'm going to live and work part of the time. I can show you how to build a business that supports and sustains the life you want to live. I can show you how to build the life of your dreams, whatever work you are doing, whatever you're called to do, whatever you desire. I want you to know it's so possible and more doable than you believe it is. People hire me every day to help them do what I have done and what I know how to guide and support you in doing. I have been where you are. I have lived it over and over again for way too long. Then the day came when I stopped talking about not having it and decided to have it instead. Once you discover how to give yourself this freedom, you will be able to do it every time you find yourself in a place where you identify that there is something you most want that you don't yet have. It's there for you. It's available for you. One of the spiritual principles I completely believe over and over and over again, always and forever, wherever there is a desire, a way has already been made. So this may not be for people who want to stay in jobs they don't like doing, work they don't love. What I'm going to share with you is for people who are ready to make a decision to get clear on what they want most, and then take action to create it for themselves. I am asking you right here to trust the process. The principles I share with you on this podcast, in this Find Your Freedom series, are things I apply to my life and building and growing my business, living my life in all areas every day. The focus here is for creative, intuitive, inspired entrepreneurs who have a vision and know they aren't living it or have lost touch with their vision altogether. Maybe you don't think you are creative or intuitive and you aren't feeling very inspired right now. That's okay. This work will open you up to accessing more of yourself and bringing it out into the world. These principles will be especially embraced by life coaches, business coaches, counselors, teachers, speakers, leaders, authors, helpers, and healers of all kind, as well as those who want to create a better life and a better world for themselves and their families first and foremost. I know this because I have a proven track record of working with them. We will start here. Create a vision, create a business, create a life. I want to talk to you first about living by default versus living by design. Going from living by default to living by design. Default living comes as a result as operating from a reactive place and making decisions from an unbalanced fight or flight state of emergency and stress all the time. We are allowing programmed thoughts, beliefs, and scripts to navigate and guide our actions. We are letting the unconscious drive our bus. This is a big part of the reason why using the law of attraction isn't as effective for us as we'd like it to be. Sometimes it still amazes me what I have created here. I mean, I really did it. After turning my life into an experiment for the law of attraction, I have completely shifted living by default into living by design. I lived by default because I wasn't in control. Everyone else was. Others called the shots. I just followed along. My husband, parents, children, friends, and coworkers controlled my emotions, my job, controlled my work hours and paychecks. I submitted myself to the demands and expectations of others without regard to the effects it would have on me. Despite the circumstances, I figured living by default was the norm. It was how life was meant to be, miserable and unfulfilling. We can't all be happy all the time, I thought. And believe me, there are plenty of people who will gather around you and support that belief. When I came to that place in 2003, where I was sick of everything in my life, I couldn't believe it. I had been here before. The first time I had taken control of myself and my life, gone through an intense personal awakening, and I had created a whole new life. Yet a decade and a half later, here I was again. I have rebooted my life from miserable circumstances, including an unhappy, toxic marriage and a draining career, twice. The second time, it stuck. The first time I was just intuitive and just awakened enough to pull myself out of my miserable circumstances and create a better life. The problem was I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't consciously creating. So I ended up creating some of what I wanted and a lot of what I didn't. It wasn't until I committed myself to learning how to consciously create life on my terms that I transformed my life for the better with lasting results. When all the buzz began about the law of attraction and I woke up a second time, I knew they were saying something that felt right. It was like I was being reminded of something I already knew, but I, like many others, struggled to use the universal principles put forth to me to transform my life for the better. Something inside of me recognized I was standing at this place again with some sort of do-over, a pop quiz from the universe to do it differently this time. And this time I finally learned how to master it. I embarked on a journey that day that I may not have agreed to if I had known where it would take me. But from where I stand now, I would do it all over again. If you're one of those people who feel that the secret and the whole law of attraction movement failed them, I get it. The secret served a purpose of bringing this ancient wisdom and universal thought into the mass consciousness. But in order to do that, it had to be watered down. People watched the movies, read the books, listened to the audios over and over, joined groups to help them make it work, carried rose quartz in their purse alongside their gratitude journal, updated daily with 5 things I am grateful for today. And still, it just wasn't working. After several weeks or even months of practice, many people failed to manifest what they most desired. They still didn't love their work. They still didn't have enough money. Their marriage was still on the rocks. Their spouse still threatened to leave. Their children refused to behave. creditors and bill collectors continued to call. Since they failed to get results, they figured the law of attraction was nothing more than feel-good, woo-woo, hocus-pocus. It might work for some, but for the most part, they decided it was for suckers, and they discarded the beliefs they had been holding on to like a lifeline. They felt jilted, and they resigned themselves to living their life as is by default. Some turned it outward on the world. This is a scam. This doesn't work. This is a lie. And others turned it in on themselves. This works for everyone else by me. I can never, this won't work for me. I saw a lot of mental health crisis. At that time, I was still a therapist. I gave up my license as a therapist to do the work I do now and to build my own business. But I could see what was going on psychologically and inside of people. Still, something about this whole law of attraction thing was ringing true to me. I decided, what did I have to lose? I already was dissatisfied with my life. I was pretty miserable. So I made that decision in the heat of an inspired moment to turn my life into an experiment for the law of attraction. I could not have known how it would completely transform not only my life, but the life of my husband and children. And it would become not just my life, but my life's work. You see, the problem was and is not the law of attraction. The law of attraction works. In fact, it's infallible, and it's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether you believe in it or not. You just have to understand how to work with it. The truth is, you can't get what you want by just thinking happy thoughts about it. You have to take action. That is the real secret. It's the key to everything. I want you to get this. Action is not how we create what we desire. It is how we receive what is already there for us. We have to take third dimensional, real world action to bring what we desire into third dimensional form. After all that, this is going to seem so simple, possibly too simple, but here is how it works. To make it even easier for you as you are learning something new and putting it into practice, I have broken it down into a simple exercise with four simple steps. Take out a blank index card. I love working with index cards. You can use a piece of paper or your journal, but I like teaching this with an index card, and I use them a lot. First, set an intention of something you want to create. Write it down on a note card. Be very clear. Be very specific. The important thing is to stay with what you want without regard to how it could happen. Universal principle, leave the hows to the universe. This is an important universal law that will absolutely determine your results. Set an intention in the present of something you are being, doing, or having. Set an intention of something you want to create. Write it down on a note card. Number two, come up with new actions you are willing to take to make this happen. Write them down on the other side of the note card. Flip it over. This is not about springing into action and just doing, doing, doing. This is about getting into a quiet, reflective place and connecting with what you want and writing it down. Then become inspired and write down actions you are inspired to take. Things that seem to come in out of left field, write them down. ask and it is given is a universal principle. It is found in every sacred text, and it is absolutely true. When you ask, the universe always begins delivering to you what you are asking for. Most people just aren't prepared for how it actually shows up in comparison to how they expect it to show up. When you ask, begin immediately to watch for opportunities to show up. And remember this, they will not be logical, comfortable, or convenient. They will stretch and grow you. If you didn't need to stretch and grow to receive them, you would already have them. They're not going to be comfortable. They're not going to be convenient. They're going to appear illogical. And sometimes they seem expensive. I did a whole podcast free training series you can go back and grab on my workingforspiritpodcast.com right here on my podcast about drop your money story. Number three. Follow through with at least one. Get into inspired, aligned action right away. I thought I was good and quick about getting into inspired, aligned action, and I had to learn to do it even better. Right away, bring it onto the 3D plane. Bring it into form. Take one action, then watch for feedback. Stay in action. Learn to act. Assess and adjust, course correct as needed. Learn to get into action, act, assess and adjust, then course correct as needed. Just don't stop. The universe will continue to give you feedback. Watch for breadcrumbs and follow the breadcrumbs, even when, especially when they don't make sense. Just follow the breadcrumbs. Number four, make it happen and watch the universe go to work for you. The universe responds to true need. It does not play the win-then game. You always have to take the first step. Then it will rush in to support you. You're building a trust muscle here. Try this first with small things, less important things. Don't try this right away with things that trigger you emotionally. The easiest things to manifest are those which you have high desire for and low resistance to. Hang on to the card. Hang it up where you can see it. Track your progress on it. This works best when you can stay engaged but detached from the outcome. That's another one you're most likely going to need to work on. You can affirm and write on the card, thank you for this or something better. Leave the door open for something to show up that is better than what you are asking for. This is key. I do this all the time. Then when what I desired or asked for doesn't show up, I'm certain it's because there's something better. And it happens every single time that I don't start telling stories that create what I don't want. Remember, I used to do that. You can't even imagine the miracles the universe can deliver to you. And when it shows up, express gratitude, amplify it. Pat yourself on the back, celebrate, tack the card up on your celebration board or tuck it into your gratitude journal, and then go for the next one. The key here is these things at first are things you do. These things I teach you, they're things at first you're doing. They're new ways of thinking, new patterns of behavior, new ways of doing things. And your brain has to get used to them, your physiology, your body. And over time, they become more than things you do. They become a way of living and a way of being. Right before your eyes, your life will transform. living this way has allowed me to create a vision of the life I want to live and then create a business that supports and sustains that life. And it changes with me. It grows and evolves with me. It always supports me and my life first. And as I am supported, I am able to impact and touch many in the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to my Find Your Freedom series. Stay tuned. I have a lot more things to share with you. You can find all of my podcast episodes at workingforspiritpodcast.com. Connect with me on Facebook and come back for more. Find Your Freedom series. This is Michelle Barr. Thank you, and I will see you again soon.